Sure is good to see everybody this morning. Try to get through this without coughing. It has been a long road to recovery. I have been sick for about 4 weeks now. Even been in the hospital. Didn't have to stay, but it hadn't been fun, let me tell you. There's some kind of bad thing out there, upper respiratory. Don't get it.
Oh, you had that.
I did. It has been bad. But you know what? I could have sat around and went, it's not fair. You ever say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair that I had been sick and didn't have a voice, couldn't talk, couldn't hear. It isn't fair. I said that any number of times over the past few weeks. I'm going to read you a couple of Bible verses this morning. In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus said, friend, this is a parable. Parable he was telling. The owner of a vineyard said, friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious just because I am generous? Then I want to read you another one. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus said to a woman who had asked for her daughter to be healed, woman, you have great faith, Jesus said. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that very moment. In both of these Bible verses, we see people who think that life is not fair. Because in one, somebody didn't want to be paid less than somebody else. Nobody wants to be paid less than somebody else for doing the same job, do they? And in another, a woman's daughter was sick, and she wanted the child to be healed. It wasn't fair that her daughter was sick and somebody else's daughter was healthy, was it? So in both of these stories, we find out life is not fair. Did anybody ever tell you life is not fair? Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I said to you, it's not fair that, what would you answer? It's not fair that what? It's not fair that what? What happened to you that wasn't fair?
I had to cough for a whole week.
You had to cough for a whole week? I coughed for a whole month. You were in the hospital? That's not fair, is it? Anything ever happened to you? Say, it's not fair? That's not fair. It's like throwing a temper tantrum, isn't it? That's not fair. That's about as good as my voice has been. That's not fair.
I hear that.
You hear that? When do you hear that?
All the time.
All the time? Who says that? Who says that, Katie?
No.
Lauren, do you say that? Mom's pointing at you. What do you say that about? It's not fair. What's not fair, Lauren? It's not fair. What's not fair? You don't want to tell, do you? Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair when you're sick, but people say that, don't they? Somebody is always saying you have to be fair, or it's not fair that this happened. I want to tell you a little quick story about a woman. She was born healthy, just like everybody else. At 6 months of age, she got an eye infection. A doctor, who was not actually a doctor, he was a fake, treated her, and she became blind. And she was blind for the rest of her life. She wrote a poem, and I've got it here. It says, never give up, never give up, never give up to thy sorrows. Jesus will bid them depart. Trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. Sing when your trials are greatest. Trust in the Lord and take heart. This woman's name was Fanny Crosby. Have you ever heard of the song, To God Be the Glory? Mm-hmm. How about, I'm thine, O Lord. Blessed assurance. Tell me the story of Jesus. Jesus, keep me near the cross. All the way my Savior leads me. Heard any of those? Mm-hmm. She wrote every single one of them. She wrote over 8,000 poems and stories and hymns. And many of them are in our hymnal. I was looking them up. And Fanny Crosby always said if she had not been blind, she would probably not have written those 8,000 poems and stories and hymnals. And because of her blindness, God gave her this great talent, which she may not have used if she had not been blind from the age of 6 months. But was that fair? Fanny never said, in all the recorded history of her, she never said life wasn't fair. She never said that her blindness was not fair to her because she used this great talent that she had. And she said, in a story she wrote, blindness cannot keep the sunlight of hope from the trusting soul. She had great faith in God. She had great faith in people. She had great faith in that the Lord was giving her everything that she needed. And we need to have great faith every day that the Lord gives us everything that we need to survive, to do what He has asked us to do in this world. When we say, Lord, help me, we're actually showing great faith that we know that we're believing that the Lord will help us. Belief is the greatest thing that we can do for the Lord, is believe that whatever we ask, He will give us. He will give us whatever we need to go through each and every day. He will guide us, and He will give us everything that we need. In the Bible verse that I read you about the woman whose daughter was sick, she asked the Lord 3 times to grant her request. And the 3rd time, He realized what great faith she had by asking for that. And He granted her request. So sometimes He doesn't grant it on the 1st time. Sometimes He doesn't grant our request on the 2nd time. Sometimes He doesn't grant our request exactly the way we think that He should. Have you ever asked God for something and not been given exactly what you asked for? Mm-hmm. But something else? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes God gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want. In everything that He gives us, whether it's a trial, a sorrow, or something wonderful, He has given it to us because it is exactly what we need. Because in everything that we have and everything that we do, God knows best. He gives us what He knows that we need, not necessarily what we think we want. So be assured that every time you ask God for something, He will answer you. He may not answer you exactly in the way that you think that He should, but He will answer you. And He will turn every trial and every sorrow into good. But it's not fair. All right, up here, and we're going to have a word of prayer. So let's ask God to give us the things that we need to be with us each and every day. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that we ask so often for things, and we believe, Lord, that You will grant our requests. Lord, we know that not often do we ask for things that we want. We ask for things that we need, and You give us, Lord, the things that we need to go through each and every day. Help us to realize, Lord, that each and every thing that we ask for is going to be answered by You, just not necessarily in the way that we ask them. We ask You to open our eyes, Lord, to know that You're there with us each and every day and through whatever trials that we have. And Lord, when we realize the things that aren't fair, we know that You're there to guide us. Be with us and go with us each and every day, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.